My name is Jessie Ace. I'm part of a group of enabled warriors that you've probably never heard of. We're fighting back against our invisible illness and taking the dis out of disability. We don't give sympathy to our symptoms. They enable us to be the warrior that we are. If you ask doctors and nurses, they'd say what we're doing is impossible. But pushing the limits of our conditions is something that we have to break through every single day. We push the limits. We are mentally strong. We can do anything. The question is, how far can we push those limits? This podcast will give you the answers. I'm Jessie Ace, and this is the Disabled to Enabled podcast. Enabled Warriors, I'm afraid that I have some bad news today. This week's guest episode will unfortunately be the last one for a little while. It's been an awesome year and a half, 2 years, and we've decided to take a little break for a little bit just to focus on some illustration projects and some different things. This experience has been incredible, and the guests we've spoken to so far has been absolutely amazing. And I'm so grateful to each and every one of you that's downloaded, shared, and helped to make it a success. If you've enjoyed the show, then you'd like to say thank you, then please show us by donating to our Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/disabledtoenabled, and you can still get our Enabled Warrior Symptom Tracker book on Amazon. So just search Enabled Warrior Symptom Tracker book. Thank you so, so much to everybody. And here is our last episode with Katie Collette, Wavy News TV anchor. Hey, lovely. Welcome to part 3. Are you ready to find out some not so super quick secrets today? It's time to have some fun and ask the questions that you really want to know the answers to. Part 3 is the place to be to pick up some more awesome book ideas, learn about some cool places that you can travel to in the future sometime, and what would you say is the scariest thing that you've ever done? Plus, have you ever done anything as weird as today's guest? Get ready for your weekly dose of not so super quick secrets. Okay, so Katie, what is the most inspiring book that you've ever read?
The most inspiring book I have ever read. It's so funny because people might laugh when I say it, but there is the book called A Little Princess. And my grandmother gave it to me, this beautiful leather-bound book. I still have it. And if people aren't familiar with the story, a little girl who desperately loves her father, and her mother has passed. She desperately loves her father. He has to go away. She gets sent to this boarding school for very wealthy children. And long story short, she learns that her father has died. And then all of a sudden she's thrown into poverty and has to serve at the school. And through the whole entire thing, she stays kind. She stays kind to everyone who is mean to her, even though she's smarter than the majority of everybody there. And it's really, I feel, a story about her perseverance and the importance of kindness and staying kind, even when people are throwing horrible things your way. Mm. And in the end, she gets the best surprise of her life. And then she is able to live comfortably again. And it was karma. And karma worked very much so in her favor. So A Little Princess is by far, I would say, the most inspiring book. And some people might be like, wasn't it a kid's story? Yes, but no. I still read it as an adult, and I get a lot of enjoyment out of that book.
Sometimes it's like we have to go back to those earlier messages of real kind of positivity and perseverance that we actually need as adults, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, completely. And that story is just, for me, it's very calming because I know, you know, when you know the ending of something and then you're reading the trials and tribulations of the person as the book is going on, and you just want to be like, just wait, it's going to get better. It's going to get so much better. And there, I think there are times in our lives when if we could just know, hey, just hang in there. It's going to get better. It really, really is. I think if we had that, a lot of people would be able to hang in there more, and there would be less sadness and less depression from things if they knew just truly just hang on. It's going to get so much better.
Definitely. Yes. Do you know who wrote that book at all?
Frances Hodges.
Perfect. We have started to do a book club. So with all of the books that are mentioned each week, we put them into our emails and then we share like the link out to the books.
You can go. Oh, I love that. That's a great idea.
That was actually the wonderful idea from my editor who came up with that. She was like, we should do a book club. I was like, yes, we should. Cool.
If they're inspirational stories, absolutely.
Absolutely. So yeah, so everybody can go, if you're on our mailing list, then you can go and check out the link to the book for sure. Right. Okay, Katie, what is the weirdest thing that you've ever done? Has to be the best question.
I have done. I'm a different person. Man, you know, being a journalist, I have had to do a lot of weird things because I have reported on a lot of weird stories and just weird situations.
Nice.
The weirdest thing, and forgive me, I have to think for a moment. The weirdest thing I've ever done would have to be, I have like a million things going through my head, so I'm trying to pick one. Oh, my brain is being scrambled as I try to think. I can't think of my weirdest thing. That's so bad. I had one and it went away. You know how that goes. Oh, yeah. It was right here. And then it just disappeared. I'll think of it when we're done talking. I know I will. Oh, you know, so I guess it's not, I don't know that it's weird per se, but I played basketball for most of my life, and a lot of people don't expect that when I get on a basketball court, I can actually play ball and do it well. So we have, you know, here in the United States, we have our version of football, and there are superstar football players, American football players, superstar basketball players, and superstar baseball players from our area, from the area of Hampton Roads in which I live right now. And one of these top NFL players, National Football League players, Cam Chancellor, would hold a basketball tournament in our area every year. And he would have his fellow superstar athletes from all sports come out and play. Well, he invited me to play one year because I'm a quote unquote local celebrity. And just hearing that phrase kind of makes me cringe, but local celebrity. So not knowing that I could actually play basketball. So I got out on the court and I scored, and everyone was like, wait, what? It was so, it was like, it was so just weird and exciting to be out there with these top-notch, super fit, amazing athletes. It was like I was in another universe, and I played in that tournament for 3 years. Every single year I scored, and every single year I still just couldn't get past the fact that I was on the court with these incredible, incredible people. Wow. And they, you know, we had a blast. It was surreal. So that might not be the kind of weird per se that you're thinking of, but it felt weird to me to be on that basketball court with people like that. I'm usually very comfortable on a basketball court, but playing with them was a very strange feeling.
I can imagine. That is brilliant, though. That is absolutely brilliant.
It was very, very fun, especially when I scored on an NBA player, a National Basketball League player, National Basketball Association player. He is huge. He is a giant. And I double pump faked him and I scored. Love
it. Yes. Love that. Girl power. Hello. Okay. Where is the most amazing place that you've ever been to?
Ooh, the most amazing place I have ever been to is St. Thomas. My husband and I went there for a friend's wedding. We were just boyfriend and girlfriend then. We weren't even engaged. We went for a friend's wedding, and it was the most beautiful place. We had the best time. And there's a little town there that we had to take a water taxi to get to. And the town there is called Charlotte Amalie. Mm-hmm. And it has these beautiful stone streets and these gorgeous flowers. And we loved it so much that it sounds so corny, but we had said if we ever had a girl, we would name her Charlotte Amalie. Because we loved that town and everything was so beautiful. So we thought the name would be a beautiful name too. Meanwhile, we had one boy and we were one and done. So no Charlotte Amalie for us. It was the greatest place. We loved it. We desperately want to go back when the pandemic's done. We would love to.
Yes, definitely. Whereabouts is that?
St. Thomas.
Yeah.
It is in the, like near the Virgin Islands.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I am so bad with geography. So whenever anybody says any place, I'm like, and where is that?
In the tropics. And it has crystal, it has that water that you can see all the way to the bottom and you're like, I can touch. I know I can touch. And there's no way you can. It is so, so deep, but it's so crystal clear.
Oh, wow.
We went on a catamaran and went snorkeling and just had the most beautiful time. It was so fun. Our friend's wedding was beautiful. So we were just enveloped in like this beautiful place of joy and love. And we just had the best time. It was so great.
That sounds so beautiful. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Let's just take a short break to thank our sponsors. Enabled Warriors, do you want to win a copy of the Enabled Warrior Symptom Tracker book for free? The Symptom Tracker book will allow you to track your symptoms, instantly spot triggers, and get the best care possible from your doctors. Dr. Gretchen Hawley from the MSing Link said it was brilliant for those with chronic illnesses to give their doctors more accurate information. Recording these nuggets of information can be a game changer in receiving the best care for you and your symptoms. Inside the book, you'll find everything that you need to live your best life with chronic illness. Have you ever sat in an appointment and couldn't recall when your symptoms started, how long they lasted, the date of your first relapse, how long you've been on medication? Oh, me too. It's so annoying. That's why I made these pages in the book to help with this. Do you want to find out what foods are triggering your symptoms? Great. That's in the book too. Do you wish that you could wake up feeling positive and energetic every single day? The daily sheets in this book will help you do just that. Enter the giveaway by going to www.mybookgiveaway.com and enter your details through the message on Facebook Messenger that will pop up. If you are impatient and you want one now, then go get your Enabled Warrior Tracker book from www.enabledwarriors.org/book. Both of the links are in the show notes, so go and click them there. And get in control of your chronic illness today and start living the life you deserve. Stay Enabled Warriors. Now let's get back to our guest. Okay, what is the scariest thing that you've ever done?
Scariest thing I have ever done is this goes back to my job. I've had to interview some scary people, and I had to interview a person who the police, this was at my first station, my first TV station. The police knew that the police believed he had murdered someone, and they had arrested him, but they couldn't get him to confess. And they said, Katie, my first TV station was a small town. This would not happen now. This was many years ago. And they were like, Katie, everyone here knows you, and we think that you can possibly get this guy to confess.
Oh my gosh.
So they're like, we're going to do, it's called a perp walk. If you ever see where the person's in handcuffs and they walk him to the jail, they were like, we want you to come and ask questions. And I said, okay. So they started walking him. They said, we're going to walk him slowly, just hammer him with questions. And I was terrified because even though the police were there, I'm like, they think this guy is a murderer. And I'm only 22 years old, I had been at my TV station for like a year. And I was like, this is terrifying. So I said to him, Nathan, the police believe you did this. Did you do it? And if you did, why? Mm. And he said, yeah, I did it. I'll tell you why I did it. And he just confessed everything.
Oh, wow.
And I was trembling. It was one of those situations where it was just terrifying because at that moment, even though he was handcuffed and the police were very strong and he wasn't anywhere near me, I was like, I am face to face with a man who intentionally took another person's life. Mm-hmm. And it was terrifying, but I can honestly say that I got a person to confess on camera. So that was a good get as a journalist, but as a human, it was a really scary situation.
Yeah. I can imagine, especially having that responsibility as well to like, you go and get a confession. Like, okay, mm-hmm. How do I do that?
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. And I mean, I had another situation in that same area where it was a, there was a hostage situation And the man said that he would only come out if I came to the scene.
Oh no.
And so the police were like, we can have you come up, and they're like, you won't walk up, but we can put a vest on you, like a Kevlar vest, and you know, you could talk to him if you wanted. And I was like, no, I don't.
Thank you.
Yeah. And again, I was like 22 years old, and I was like, where am I? Am I in another universe? It was in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, WJAC-TV. It was honestly a really great place to start. It was a small town, a tight-knit community, really great people. It was actually a really good TV station too. The problem was, I think it was so good that people really, really did know us. Mm-hmm. So they felt comfortable in confessing things to us. And if they needed help, that guy was like, I will talk to Katie Collette. I was like,
oh my goodness, a little too comfortable, maybe. Just
and the police never, I mean, the police never, ever, ever would have let me go up to that house. But, you know, just being there, you know, maybe the guy could see, because I wouldn't even have been able to see the house. The guy would have just known I was there and I could, you know, talk through a phone or something. But it all ended safely and it all ended just fine. But I was like, I don't know that I'm necessarily needed for this. I'm not sure that I'm mentally ready for that. I still like to go to bars and clubs. I don't know if I need that responsibility in my life.
Oh my goodness. Katie, where can the warriors find out more about you and what you do?
Well, they can go to wavy.com, W-A-V-Y.com, and my bio is there. You can just type my name in the search engine. And frankly, if you do Google me and Google Katie Collette, and it's K-A-T-I-E, and then my last name is C-O-L-L-E-T-T. So two L's, two T's, no E on the end. If you Google my name, stuff will pop up, and it's all okay. Because it's going to be a lot of my stories. And honestly, it'll probably pop up Katie Collette multiple sclerosis, because that pops up too. Another one, I laughed. I had to look something up, and the easier way for me to do it was to type my name into Google, and then to put the story that I was searching, it made it pop up faster. I typed in Katie Collette and it said Katie Collette weight loss. And that was the first thing that popped up because I've lost 50 pounds over the last year. And some people were concerned that I was sick. I had to explain, no, it's intentional that I lost that weight. But I mean, when people were asking if I was sick, I completely understood, because I am so open with them about having multiple sclerosis, that they were afraid that maybe something was going on with my MS that was making me sick. So I was, you know, really shrinking, and they were concerned. And then when they found out it was all healthy and just nutrition and working out, they were like, oh, well, that's great then. That's really good. So don't be surprised if Katie Collette weight loss pops up.
Oh, wow. I imagine it's hard having that kind of thing or over you all the time, like being in the media so much.
It's, you definitely lose a level of privacy. But I'm really fortunate that people in this community are as great as they are. You know, they're very, very nice, and they'll mm-hmm. come up, and I mean, right now nobody hugs, but you know, I'm a hugger and I'm fine with it. And people would come up to me and then hug me and then ask to take pictures. And, you know what, if they're happy, I have a job. So I don't mind one bit. And I, like I said in the beginning, I got into this business because I really enjoy people. So I always enjoy when someone comes up to me and they're like, hey, I watch you on TV. And I mean, that's great. I love that. I love that they wake up to me in the mornings and they feel comfortable enough to invite me into their homes to mm-hmm. share that morning cup of, I have tea, they have coffee. But you know, it's really rewarding. It's nice to see that they are happy to see me and that they're happy to watch me on the news.
That is so, so sweet. Oh, love it. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been amazing to speak to you. I think we've all learned so much. It's been great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And remember, warriors, stay enabled. We'll catch up soon, Katie. Bye. And that's it for part 3. Remember to click the link in the show notes and claim your free inspirational audiobook mentioned in today's episode from the Audible Library when you create an account today. Join us next week as we find out about more illnesses and we get inspired. Hey, I'm over here giving you a virtual high five right now, Enabled Warrior, because you just completed another episode of the Disabled to Enabled podcast. And that is so awesome. Well done. This time together has flown by though, so let's keep the conversation going. You are exclusively invited to join me in the Enabled Warriors Facebook group. We're a community of like-minded warrior friends with all kinds of different illnesses. We love playing games, doing quizzes, sharing our pet photos, and we are all there for each other through the bad times. All the links are waiting for you in the show notes, so we'll see you in there when you join.